the toilets block in Malinhead and all the work that's going on there will be finished by next Friday. Toilets will be open, and on Friday we will have the tenders in for the visitor management plan for Malinhead and Inishowen, which is a massive big plan which consists of using Malinhead as a nucleus and doing a visitor management plan for the whole peninsula. And that will then be back in by September of this year. There'll be a lot of public consultation with community groups, with the people of Malinhead, with the public representatives and everybody around Inishowen. Then we will be in a position then, hopefully by September, October, to apply for funding for phase three and whatever comes out of this plan that we want to do. And we will hopefully have, you know, over the next year or two, have the services that we deserve in Malinhead.
In terms of that plan, how much of a say is the council going to have in it? Obviously, Fáilte Ireland, the tourism authorities and others are going to have a say in this as well. The council, I'm sure, is going to want to be front and centre in terms of putting those plans together.
This has been led solely by Donegal County Council and by Fáilte Ireland. Both of those two organisations will have their say, but I think it's important, very, very important, that the general public, the people of Malinhead themselves, have a say in what happens at Malinhead, because whatever happens, we want to keep the beauty, the ruggedness, everything that's there at the minute. We just want to, the big thing here is that we want to try and keep visitors in Malinhead and the peninsula for a longer period of time, so that that opportunity is there then for businesses, so that there's extra money being spent in the area and everybody's getting a benefit out of it. And that's what this is all about, and that's what tourism is about at the end of the day. And if we can do that, it'll be beneficial for everybody in Inishowen.